尊敬的尼尼斯托总统，各位媒体朋友，大家好，很高兴同尼尼斯托总统一同与记者朋友们见面。今年是芬兰独立100周年，首先我谨代表中国政府和中国人民向芬兰人民致以热烈的祝贺，祝贺芬兰人民在过去的100年里取得了国家建设的辉煌成就，祝愿芬兰在下一个100年得到更大的发展。
Honorable President Niinistö, friends from the press, good afternoon. It's a great pleasure for me to meet with the press together with President Niinistö.This year marks the 100th anniversary of the independence of Finland. I wish to begin by extending warm congratulations to the Finnish people on behalf of the Chinese government and people. Our congratulations on your outstanding achievement in national development over the past 100 years, and we wish Finland even greater progress in the next 100 years.
刚才我和尼斯特总统就中芬关系及其他共同关心的问题深入交换了意见，达成了广泛的共识。我们一致同意发表联合声明，宣布中芬建立面向未来的新型合作伙伴关系。我们还共同见证了创新企业、大熊猫合作研究、司法等领域合作协议的签署。访问期间，双方签署了贸易和投资、教育、科技、检验检疫等领域合作协议。
Just now, President Niinistö and I had in-depth exchange of views and reached extensive agreement on China-Finland relations.And other issues of mutual interest. We agreed to issue a joint statement reaffirming the establishment of a future-oriented neo-type cooperative partnership between China and Finland. We witnessed the signing of cooperation documents in such areas as innovation enterprises, cooperative panda research, and judicial affairs. During my visit,The two sides also signed cooperation agreements on trade and investment, education, science and technology, and inspection and quarantine.
我和尼斯特总统高度评价建交67年来中芬关系取得的长足的进展，一致同意双方应该携手构建更加具有前瞻性、战略性。时代性的中芬关系。
President Niinistö and I commend the great progress in China-Finland relations over the past 67 years since the establishment of our diplomatic relationship. We agreed to work together to make China-Finland ties more forward-looking, strategic, and responsive to changes of the times.
双方将加强高层交往。巩固双边关系的政治基础，双方愿坚持相互尊重、平等相待原则，照顾彼此核心利益和重大关切，促进中芬关系平稳健康发展。中方赞赏芬方坚定奉行一个中国政策。
The two sides will strengthen high-level exchanges.To consolidate the political foundation of bilateral ties. On the basis of mutual respect and equality, the two sides will accommodate each other's core interests and major concerns and work for the steady and sound growth of China-Finland relations. China appreciates Finland's firm commitment to the One China policy.
双方将加强经济发展规划的对接，拓展在创新驱动发展绿色发展、协调发展等领域的合作。双方愿探讨在“一带一路”框架内开展合作， 共同促进亚欧大陆互联互通。双方还将以芬兰担任北极理事会轮值主席国为契机，加强北极事务合作，促进北极地区生态保护和可持续发展。
The two sides will step up efforts to synergize economic development strategies and expand cooperation in such areas as innovation-driven development, green development, and coordinated development. The two sides stand ready to explore cooperation under the framework of China's Belt and Road Initiative and jointly promote connectivity of the Eurasian continent. The two sides will also seize the opportunity of Finland's rotating chairmanship of the Arctic Council to enhance cooperation in Arctic affairs and promote environmental protection and sustainable development of the Arctic.
双方将丰富人文交流形式和内容，增进两国民众特别是青年的相互了解和友好感情。双方将加强旅游合作，鼓励更多本国公民赴对方国家观光旅游。中国愿以承办2022年冬季奥运会为契机，同芬方开展冬季运动和冬季奥运会筹办方面的合作。双方同意将2019年定为中芬冬季运动年。双方同意开展大熊猫合作研究，使大熊猫成为两国友谊的使者。
The two sides will enrich people-to-people and cultural exchanges and increase the mutual understanding and bond linking our peoples, especially the young people. The two sides will strengthen tourism cooperation and encourage more citizens to go sightseeing in each other's country. China will seize the opportunity of hosting the 2022 Winter Olympics to conduct cooperation with Finland in winter sports and Winter Olympics preparation. The two sides agreed to designate the year 2019 as the year of China-Finland winter sports. The two sides also agreed to carry out cooperative panda research and make the pandas messengers of friendship between our two countries.
双方将加强在国际和地区事务中的沟通和协调，推进各项多边议程，促进世界和平稳定，推动全球治理体系朝着更加公正合理的方向发展。中芬将在中欧关系框架内加强合作。
The two sides will enhance communication and coordination in international and regional affairs, advance various multilateral agenda, promote world peace and stability, and make the global governance system more fair and equitable. China and Finland will enhance cooperation within the framework of China-EU relations.
芬兰的谚语说，没有人的开拓就不会有路。中国人也常讲事在人为，我们要继续秉持开拓创新、敢为人先精神，开创两国面向未来的新型合作伙伴关系，更加美好的明天。
As a Finnish proverb puts it, there will be no path if people don't blaze the trails first. We in China also believe that all successesHinges on human effort. As long as we continue to take innovative and pioneering steps, we will open up even brighter prospects for the future-oriented new type cooperative partnership between China and Finland.
最后呢，我要再一次感谢尼斯托总统和夫人为我和我的夫人以及中国代表团所给予的这种热情的接待、周到的安排，感谢芬兰政府对中国政府啊这样的一种深情厚谊，谢谢大家。
And lastly, I wish to thank President Niinistö and the First Lady once again for your warm reception and thoughtful arrangement according to me, my wife, and the Chinese delegation, and I wish to thank the Finnish government for your profound friendship towards the Chinese government. Thank you.
Haluan vielä kiittää presidentti siitä luottamuksesta, jota pandojen suojelussa Suomea kohtaan tunnette. Me tiedämme, että pandat ovat Kiinan kansallista aaretta ja me tulemme sitä pitämään kunniassa ja arvossa.
Tunnin Xi主席, 我想再次对您表示感谢您对在 熊猫保护这个合作方面对芬兰的信任，我们知道，大熊猫作为中国的国宝，我保证芬兰会非常重视这方面的合作。